From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, June 1st, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that the first of three public hearings on the potential for Greene County towns and villages consolidating operations and services was held on Tuesday, May the 30th at the County Office Building in Catskill. Services under consideration for the likely to share list include property code enforcement, snow plowing, courts, and centralized ambulance service. County Legislator Gene Hatton suggested the formation of a subcommittee of lawmakers from Columbia and Greene to discuss the possibility of consolidating services across the two counties. The two counties already collaborate in the Solid Waste Program and the Opioid Task Force. The state has required public officials to publicly discuss and explore the idea shared services as an effort to save money and reduce tax bills. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said that three additional meetings are planned, and any consolidation ideas that come out of the meetings must be submitted to the county legislature by August the 1st. The legislature must then decide by September the 15th if any of the consolidation ideas are viable. Additional public hearings are scheduled for June the 6th at the Greene County Emergency Services Building in Cairo and June the 13th at the Center Presbyterian Church in Windham. Both hearings begin at 6:30 p.m. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Amanda Purcell is reporting in the Register Star that the Livingston Town Board has postponed its vote on a proposed new zoning law that would prohibit new mines and mining within the town's residential district. The board announced this decision last week during a special meeting. The proposed law was introduced in mid-May and would ban future mining activities by Red Wing Sand and Gravel and other companies. Under the town's existing law, such activity can be approved via a special use permit. Town Supervisor James Guzzi said some adjustments have been made to the language of the proposed law, and a second public meeting will be held to hear additional comments or concerns from residents. Guzzi said he wanted the public to have ample opportunity to comment before the board vote took place. He said, and I quote, "We want to do this right," end quote. The public hearing and special meeting will be held on June 29th. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that state officials announced on Wednesday, May the 31st, Audi has been approved to perform the first driverless car test in New York. The test will take place on June 13th near the state capitol in Albany. Audi was the first company to apply for the rights to demonstrate autonomous vehicle technology under the one-year program approved in April as part of the state budget. Governor Andrew Cuomo's office said the vehicle to be tested is capable of hands-free driving but allows a person to take over if necessary. Troopers with the state police will monitor the test. The driverless car test program expires on April the 1st, 2018. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. After reports emerged this week that President Donald Trump will probably pull the United States out of the Paris Agreement climate deal, New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman released a statement, and I quote, "President Trump's reported decision to withdraw from the Paris Agreement is just the latest example of his administration's dangerous attack on urgent and common sense efforts to curb the devastating impacts of climate change. I will use the full power of my office to protect New Yorkers and our planet and to fight the Trump administration's harmful retrograde actions," end quote. The Greenville Pioneer reports that work will begin soon on the Christ Episcopal Church in Greenville with a grant from New York Landmarks Conservancy's Sacred Sites Program. The church on Route 32 was built in 1857 and designed by American architect Henry Dudley. The grant for $4,500 will fund repair and restoration for missing and cracked mortar on the building's facade. The church will be open for tours on Saturday, June the 3rd, during the Walk of Historic Homes in Greenville, sponsored by the Greene County Historical Society. Rick Carlin reports at Capital Confidential that while the Cuomo administration continues to crow that they have another state budget at 2% growth, the Citizens Budget Commission says it's more like 4% when some of the governor's cost shifts are accounted for. For instance, STAR, school tax rebate costs, have been shifted from the expenditure to the income side of the ledger. Budget Division spokesperson Morris Peters released a statement that read, and I quote, "As the report itself says, Governor Cuomo has been rigorous and effective in constraining state spending growth, achieving more fiscally responsible results than those of his predecessors. The enacted budget holds spending growth to historically low levels for the seventh consecutive year while balancing the budget and lowering taxes for all New Yorkers," end quote. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting isolated showers after noon today. Otherwise, it will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 75 degrees. For Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 47. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, scattered showers mainly after 4 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 71 degrees. Friday night, scattered showers again, mainly before 7 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 46. And on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 72 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 48. Sunrise today was at 5:21 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:25 p.m. That will give us 15 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the first day of June 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.